Earlier in the day, Pope Benedict XVI celebrated Mass with the faithful of the Archdiocese. Eimear McCarthy has this report.
Benedetto XVI in mezzo a noi!
Pope Benedict was welcomed by a square overflowing with pilgrims and visitors, with banners carrying messages of support, such as Benedict, you are Peter, we the young people love you.
Benvenuto a Torino, Santità.
In welcoming the Pope, Mayor Sergio Ciamparino recalled the city's deeply rooted Christian heritage, its many saints, among them St. John Bosco, its legacy of solidarity with the poor and the migrant.
Beatissimo Padre.
In turn, Cardinal Sergio Poletto, the Archbishop of Turin, told the Pope that already 2 million people have registered to view the shroud, with a startling 40,000 people a day passing through the doors of the cathedral where it is housed.
Passio Christi, passio hominis.
During his homily on Sunday, Pope Benedict said, "In the shroud we see our pains mirrored in the sufferings of Christ. And precisely for this reason, the shroud is a sign of hope. Because Christ faced the cross to defeat evil, so we could glimpse in his Easter the anticipation of that moment when every tear will be dried and there will be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, nor pain."
A volte essere operai nella vigna del Signore può essere faticoso.
He had also words of encouragement for the priests and religious of the diocese. "Sometimes being workers in the vineyard of the Lord can be difficult," he said, noting that commitments are increasing, demands are many, problems are not lacking. He urged them all to know how to draw from their loving relationship with God in daily prayer, to have the strength to bring the prophetic proclamation of salvation.
Sì. La vita porta ad affrontare molte difficoltà.
Quoting then from the first reading, Acts 14, the Pope urged the people of Turin to remain strong in faith. He said the Christian life is not easy. He said he knows that in Turin there are difficulties, problems and concerns. The Holy Father said he was thinking in particular of those who live lives in precarious conditions due to lack of work, uncertainty about the future, physical and moral suffering. He said he was thinking of families, young people and older people who often live alone, the marginalized and immigrants. Finally, he urged Christian families to live the Christian dimension of love in simple daily activities, overcoming divisions and misunderstandings in family relationships to cultivate the faith that makes communion even stronger. He said the witness of love, of which the Gospel speaks to us today, must not be lacking even in the rich and varied world of the universities. He then encouraged all those who are called to administer public affairs to increase their collaboration in pursuit of the common good and make cities more human and livable. I'm Eimear McCarthy.